The core theme is the detailed regulations for various offerings and priestly duties given by the Lord to Moses for Aaron and his sons. Establishing the Levitical system for atonement, restitution, and worship during the Israelites' time in the desert of Sinai. The main characters are the Lord, Moses as the recipient of the commands, and Aaron and his sons as the priests who implement them. The context is the establishment of the priestly code following the construction of the tabernacle. The Lord instructs Moses regarding specific procedures. For a guilt offering due to sins like fraud or theft, the guilty person must make full restitution, plus 1/5, to the victim, and bring a ram to the priest for atonement to receive forgiveness. Regulations for the continual burnt offering require the altar fire to never go out, with the priest managing ashes and adding wood daily. Instructions for the grain offering specify that a memorial portion is burned, while the remainder is eaten by the priests in a holy place, without yeast. The sin offering is slaughtered in a holy place, and its meat is generally eaten by the priests, with specific rules for handling its blood and cooking vessels. The guilt offering involves burning the fat on the altar, with the meat eaten by priests. Laws for fellowship offerings distinguish between thank offerings, which must be eaten the same day, and vow or freewill offerings, which may be eaten the next day, with leftovers burned on the third day. Prohibitions against eating fat or blood are given, and portions like the breast and thigh of fellowship offerings are designated as the perpetual share for Aaron and his sons. The psalm responds by calling for thank offerings and vows to God, emphasizing calling on Him in trouble for deliverance. This passage completes the regulatory framework for the major sacrificial types, integrating restitution with sacrifice and defining the priests' sustenance from the offerings. It solidifies the operational duties of the priesthood and their holy status, positioning these laws as a perpetual covenant for Israel's worship. The psalm reinforces the proper heart attitude behind the sacrificial system, looking to God as the ultimate deliverer